Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. This is on Patrick Kreese's speed dial, I think, or his tone when the phone rings, right? Your phone tone, the police there. Chief of Vernon Hills, Police Chief Patrick Kreese, welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate being on again.
Chief, I forgot where I was for a second there. I was going to go get a bologna sandwich. I don't know what was going on in my mind. we've talked before, and there's a story out today that the governor's considering signing this police reform bill. I know there were a lot of things that you didn't like about it, but the focus today is on the body cameras that are being forced, the departments are being forced to purchase by, I think, the year 2025, all of them. It's sort of graduated, as you know. You think it's a bad idea, and I know you told your village board just that. You said to the village board that if the governor signs this, you may well withdraw body cameras from your force altogether. Explain that.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. You know, we just fielded body cameras in the last 6 months. This is something I've wanted to do for years, but quite frankly, there's some current hurdles in the current Illinois law that makes that rather challenging. I was finally able to overcome those hurdles here in Vernon Hills. We deployed very state-of-the-art body camera language, and was very disappointed to see in the bill that did pass eventually, although some of the concerns were addressed, many others continue. And this issue on the body worn is a step in the wrong direction. So presently, I'm one of, less than about 10% of Illinois police departments that issue body cameras, not because we don't want them, but because they're quite complicated, they're expensive, and there's some real logistical issues put in Illinois law. This act went in the wrong direction, and as an example, the current practice when an officer writes a report, if they've had a body camera, is to review that footage and make sure they're preparing an accurate report. This bill specifically struck out that language, trying to prohibit an officer from being able to watch video before they write a report.
Why? Okay, take the other side, Chief. Why is it, do you think, that was put in the bill?
I really wish I could answer that question, but because there isn't any legislative intent and there weren't public hearings that really debated that, we weren't given an opportunity. We just saw that. That's one line in 700 pages that when we got the final copy, we had to react to. But as you can imagine, no one would like to wear a camera for 8 hours during the workday, whether you're a cook, a waiter, a mechanic, an accountant, a doctor, whatever you do, and then periodically throughout the day have to write a report, sign your name to it, not be able to watch the video, and 6 months later be put on the stand, raise your right hand, take an oath, and have someone cross-examine you about the difference. I simply assert there's no public interest in having inaccurate police reports written.
How is that different than how a dash cam video would be handled?
It isn't. For years, since early 1990s, police officers have used dash cams effectively, have reviewed that when there's an investigative purpose or to clarify things in their report, particularly complicated reports like a DUI investigation. That's always been the practice. In 2015, when the first body camera law allowed deployment of body cameras, it was specifically inserted that an officer can do this with the understanding that the officer needs to notate in their report that they did review the footage. And again, the purpose here is accuracy in police reporting. That's a public interest. I'm not aware of any case to support a change in that practice. No one's ever come to us and said, oh, here's all the ways this has gone wrong. I'm not aware of any case where it's gone wrong. It's allowing an officer to confirm some things that they saw and maybe they didn't get a chance to see. Perhaps they're arriving on a scene of a crime in progress, a car is fleeing, And they didn't quite get the license plate information or the description. Was it a two-door or four-door? This law seems to prohibit an officer from using that for investigative purposes, and it simply doesn't make any sense.
Okay, I'm going to speak.
It's not the only concern.
I'm going to speak to you for you for a second here. You tell me if I'm wrong. You seem to be implying that the way this bill is written, it's sort of a gotcha for the cops. I mean, it's keeping them from seeing all the evidence and might be used to prosecute them later.
I think that's a fair assessment, Steve, and it goes a step further. Because then there's another section of this law that was included under the officer misconduct portion of this that says that an officer who violates either the Body Worn Camera Act in the Illinois law or their own department policy, the mere act of violating a department policy, they are committing a Class 3 felony. And there's nowhere else in Illinois law that I can find, and I've talked to some really smart attorneys, that violating an employment policy is per se a criminal act. And there's simply no reason. My department policy, our department policy, is over 3,500 words. The state law is over 2,700 words. It's pretty ominous. And officers do make mistakes, and these things do malfunction sometimes. And you can imagine the fear that an officer would have that if something goes wrong, that they're going to be prosecuted. And that's the number one reason that if this goes uncorrected, I'll have no choice but to pull these cameras.
I'm sorry, I stepped on that, but that's why you would pull the cameras. And you're right, officers do make mistakes, but sometimes we've learned that officers make stuff up, too. And it seems like... And it would be in your position and other police chiefs around that they would want these body cameras on every cop.
Yeah, we certainly do. I want them. And Steve, let me assure you, my officers, since they've had them, to a person, they've come to me and thanked me, and they love having the cameras. I know most chiefs want them. All the chiefs I've talked to want them. They're concerned about the administrative expense, the raw expense of having them. And let me be clear. As a chief, I want to hold officers accountable. And there's another section of this law that actually the chiefs had provided to Attorney General Kwame Raoul that got adopted in this law that provides the proper language. And that's rather than making a policy violation being a crime, it describes that if an officer, for the purpose of concealing, destroying, or altering potential evidence, that's the violation. And certainly that makes sense, and that's the kind of thing we're comfortable with. And so if the governor does sign this, we sincerely hope that a trailer bill is immediately put forth that would address some of these conflicts that are in the bill.
Patrick Kreese is the chief of police in Vernon Hills. Chief, great to talk to you again. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You bet. You too. Mary's watching the weather and traffic.